Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 16, 2018. Judge everyone on a scale of merit. Question. In Kabbalah there is a principle: judge every person to a scale of merit. Is ordinary daily communication with other people harder or easier for a Kabbalist? Answer. A Kabbalist doesn't have any problem with communication in ordinary life, he freely interacts with absolutely everyone. However, interacting positively with his friends is a big problem for him. There is absolutely no difficulty for him in justifying other people, since he understands perfectly that everyone who is doing anything around him is a little egoistic creature. So he doesn't see anyone as someone who does evil or does good. Question. But throughout their lives, Kabbalists experienced a lot of negative pressure from people who opposed them. They were rejected, exiled from their homes, and so forth. But they still justify these actions? Answer, this is not being done by the people themselves. Everything is the influence of the upper light, either stemming from the Kabbalist himself or through the effects on him from the external, surrounding world. This is done for him to justify the upper light even more and to be in adhesion with it, to exert greater effort to remain in the quality of bestowal. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, September 3, 2017. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, February 5, 2017. Question. Did the Ari know about the Zohar? Answer. Certainly. Beginning from the 13th century, the time of Rabbi Moshe de Leon, all of the Kabbalists studied the Book of Zohar. Thanks to this, the wisdom of Kabbalah coexisted with the usual religion all these years. Question. It is written in the Book of Zohar that a person is a small world and the world is a big person. What does this mean? Answer. It means that we were created in the image and likeness of the world and the world in our image and likeness. Question. Does the higher illumination have a color? Answer. It has all the colors of the rainbow. Question. Is the Zohar suitable for a reader of any denomination, and will it work in any case if you read it carefully? Answer. The wisdom of Kabbalah does not belong to religions or faiths, only to a person. It was discovered by humanity thousands of years before the appearance of all religions and faiths. It is the science about the management of our world by a higher power, and it has nothing to do with any religious actions, departures, and everything else humanity created for itself. It is absolutely egalitarian, equal for all. Question. Why have particular people been given the opportunity to discover the wisdom of Kabbalah and others have not? Answer. It depends on a person's desire. Ultimately, everyone will strive to reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah and attain the meaning of life. But at the moment, ask any person on the street if he has a need for this and he will answer that he doesn't. Question. Is it necessary to sit in a cave to open the Torah? Answer. For the authors of the Book of Zohar there was no other way, they were forced to hide. They were given such circumstances from above, which drove them into a cave and helped them write the Book of Zohar. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, February 5, 2017. Can the soul hurt? Question. Do Kabbalists have such a thing as spiritual pain? Can the soul of a person who lives in the awareness that there is none else besides him hurt? Answer. If a person has a soul, then it can be in pain. And the soul is a quality of bestowal and love for one's neighbor. Therefore, from the point of view of Kabbalah, pain in the soul is that I cannot realize my sincere and kind feelings toward others. This can be likened to how parents want to do something good for their child, but they cannot because the child resists. Question. What does a person mean when he says that his soul hurts? Answer. An ordinary person does not have a soul. It is simply that when a person's nervous system is stressed, the heart contracts as it pumps blood throughout the body. And people are used to saying their soul is in pain. But this is not a soul. The soul is the quality of bestowal, and its pain is its inability to realize oneself in bestowal to others. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 20th of August 2017.